Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, and welcome to Keeping It Real this very dreary Wednesday morning. We're about to brighten that right up. Caroline and I are super excited today. We're going to have a real giggle and hopefully give you a bit of an education into female pleasure, female empowerment, and taking control in the bedroom. So we've got Anna Richards from Frolic Me, founder of this amazing erotic platform, offering films and galleries and an online shop designed all with female pleasure in mind. And what really differentiates the site for me is I wouldn't go on a normal porn site because I'd feel a bit dirty, a bit ashamed. I'm a mum. I wouldn't like to think that I'd be looking at sort of dirty porn. But this website is super glam and very educational. And I'm happy to say I've learned quite a lot from the 10... Actually, it was more than 10 minutes, I'm not going to lie. For the, 45 minutes I might have spent looking at it. No, it's really, really beautiful and can't wait to hear all about it from you, Anna. And we've also got our lovely Sarah and Farah, who are the founders of Hanks, which are the first male condoms designed with women in mind. So, Anna, let's start with you.
Hello, hello, Sophie and Caroline. Thank you so much for inviting me along. And I'm always delighted to join some other ladies and chat all things naughty, sexy, and obviously very erotic.
OMG. I have just gone on to frolicme.com. I love the fact that Sophie is speaking about this in such an innocent way. And the first thing I actually see is a woman completely spread eagle, two dudes, and one of them really looking as if he's having a real, work at her clitoris. Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, what can I say? This is it's a beautiful site in the respects that it's beautiful erotic imagery. Yes, it's explicit, and I'm not going to apologize there, girls, but we girls are naughty creatures at heart. We love sex.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, Sophie. Tequila. Chills in Firehouse. Not saying anymore.
Tequila! Well, that says it all, I think. Thanks, Caroline. But yes, we are naughty. And for me, I just felt some years ago now, I started this back in 2015, and I wanted to find a site for me, a site that offered me lots of gorgeous naughtiness, beautiful arousing imagery, lots of gorgeous sort of hot eye candy for the girls as well, but something that really showed female pleasure. And for me, that is the essence of what makes my films that I produce and have on the site, that's what makes it erotic.
Okay, so first of all, I see you have a ring on your finger. So you are happily married?
I am very happily married. And actually, could I just say, is my wedding anniversary this Saturday with Harry.
Oh, congratulations.
How long have you guys been married for?
It will be 23 years.
Wow. What? He must have got married when he was 15.
Must be extremely well hung and talented.
Yes.
Well, isn't that lucky? I think that is absolutely awesome because I do think that, to be honest with you, I really think that having sex, making love, is pretty much a very essential glue in all relationships. And I do think that it brings you closer together. I've had many discussions with lots of girlfriends about intimacy. And intimacy is so many different things. Intimacy in
to me see. It is so deep if someone can look into your heart and look into your soul. But the physical aspect of being intimate, of making love, which is so wonderful and so beautiful and
so energizing. I mean, I think it's just what we were talking about earlier is it just gives you, you know, we might be working hard, we might be trying to be great mothers, juggling all those balls in the air. But if you're not having juggling the balls is a bit of a bad analogy.
Well, it
there.
Is all about juggling the balls. But, they like that too, don't they?
But, you know, if you're not having sex, there's actually a bit of a part of your life that's missing. And when you are having sex, it's really nourishing, energizing. It gives you confidence. It gives you a spring in your step. It puts a smile on your face.
It makes
you feel great. And what we were talking about, which we're going to talk about now, is if you're in a relationship, in marriage, it can get a bit more of a job. You feel like you've got to have sex because it's part of your relationship. And when you're tired and the children have been difficult to put to bed and you're feeling the most unsexy you could possibly feel with vomit, nappies, washing up to do, and your husband comes up behind you and says, "How about it, baby?" You're like, the last thing I want to do is be thrown on the worktop and, you know, made love to. But of course, you kind of feel like you should do that. But what's so great about your website, you were saying, is that couples are now using it as a tool to get their intimacy back when it's gone.
Totally. I mean, it's a wonderful marital aid in the respects that, you know, as I was saying earlier, we women are sexy creatures. But sometimes, as you were saying, you know, the moment might not be right at that second, that maybe the guy is kind of in a different zone or to yourself, but mm-hmm. you just need to kind of get to that same starting place. And something like Frolic Me offers films that can really help give you that sort of kickstart. It actually gives you a little bit more excitement to actually get you to that point of finding, yes, I am ready now. I am feeling a bit sexy because I have now forgotten about the dirty washing and everything else that's lurking downstairs in the kitchen.
Can I just ask you, Anna, you say that you've got your 22nd wedding anniversary. You're still married.
Yes.
Which must mean that you and your husband are very happy together. I have a few girlfriends who've been married for over a decade and are still blissfully happily married, and one of the reasons why they're blissfully happily married is because they still have sex, and they have sex regularly, and they really, really, really enjoy it because they really get turned on by their husband. And I think it's so important to feel turned on by your
absolutely
partner.
Yeah.
And I also think that, you know, in the life that we live, where many people are juggling careers and kids, and as Sophie's saying, you know, at 7 o'clock in the evening when you have vomit down one shoulder and dog poo on your other foot, and the last thing you feel like is actually being thrown on the kitchen table and having sex. And I think for a lot of women who reject sex for a while, because I do think this is what happens, and the more you reject it, the more distant you become from your husband, and the more distant you become from your husband or wife for that matter.
And the less you want it,
and all of a sudden it kind of becomes a bit of a problem. And I think I have a lot of conversations, and well, not a lot of conversations, but I've had a few conversations that actually ached my heart with, and especially women who really love their husbands, but they haven't been sexually active for quite a while. And it's not that these women don't want to have sex with their husbands. It's just because too much time has passed and now they feel shy.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. And you know what? I just thought, how can we help these women? Do you have some good advice for those who feel like they really want to get close to their husband or wife, but because time has passed, they don't quite know how to break that barrier?
Yeah, sure. I mean, what you're saying is something that is really, I think, very, very common. And I find I get a lot of members who actually write to me and say, "Do you know what, Anna, thank you so much for creating an erotic site with the films and stories and so on. My wife and I, my partner and I, my girlfriend and so on, we love coming to your site every week and actually getting all stimulated and aroused to see what it is you're producing." And it's something that they can both enjoy together. And I think the thing to remember is with sex is it does change through the years. And I can say this as a married woman in my 40s, because you know, I've had that experience. I know what it was like to be head over heels and crazy and everything else. And hey, I didn't need a sex toy when I was very young. I mean, my goodness, you know, it never kind of resonated as something that would be a good idea to have. As you get older, there are things you can bring into the relationship to make it fun, to make it different, to stimulate things in a different way. And what I try and do so much in my films is also to show some different ideas, you know, bringing in some sort of kinky handcuffs, you know, bringing in a blindfold, you know, giving all those sorts of ideas.
Didn't we love the 50 Shades of Grey? I mean, seriously, that room... Oh my gosh. I really quite fancy going into that room because at the same time, it's also super chic. It's clean. It's sexy. It's naughty, but it's not vulgar.
What I loved about the site, which was more of an education for me, is, you know, obviously I've come out of my marriage and I'm not having sex with lots of different people. And therefore, I'm not having a huge amount of sex. But I want to... I think when you've come out of a marriage, your confidence slightly goes. I'm sure a lot of women out there who've got children and who are juggling lots of things at the same time feel the same way. Is how do you become quite empowering and quite, you know, femme fatale in the bedroom when you haven't been practicing your old tricks? And what I loved about the website was actually just seeing how you could look insanely beautiful whilst making love to your chosen partner and getting the most amount of pleasure out of it that you could possibly get, which is why actually I watched it for so long. Because I was trying to learn a few new tricks. And I think it's really interesting to get that from a website. I wouldn't want to learn them from a porn website because I wouldn't want to be like banging against, you know, it just all feels quite full on and brutal and not female empowering when you're watching a porn site. Whereas your website, it's really designed for female pleasure, and it really gives you a bit of a, I want to say taste, but again, that's the wrong word to use in this context. But it gives you a bit of a flavor for things that you can be doing in the bedroom to really entice your partner and give you power and make you feel confident and sexy and ready for action.
So if you're talking about all this confidence, makes me think about a lot of women who I've had 3 kids myself. Sophie's had 2.
I've had 2.
You've had 2. And of course our bodies change. And I see a lot of women out there whose bodies actually never goes quite back to what it was before. And I do think that that is a big stopper for a lot of women wanting to have sex after they've had children, simply because they've lost their confidence because their body has changed so much. Do you on frolicme.com have stuff that can pull you in and make you kind of feel sexy again if you felt that your body shape has changed, particularly after having children?
Well, for me, I mean, I'm a huge advocate of gorgeous lingerie, you know, and that is something that you will find in my films that you might not particularly see in those porn films that you see sort of on the free tube sites and so on. I love beautiful lingerie, and where I can, you know, I'll have it where maybe the girl still keeps the bra on. Maybe she's not quite so comfortable about her breasts and she feels maybe the shape. That doesn't matter. There's some beautiful lingerie. I use a lot of Agent Provocateur. I use a lot of Honey Burdette. I use all these different items to basically make women look and feel good and to show that you can have sex and still be keeping some items on. Maybe it might be semi-clothed sex. Yes, there'll be some full naked sex there, of course.
I think there's something very special about being peeled out of what you're
absolutely
wearing as well. That kind of is the lead up, the peeling off of the different layers of your clothes or whatever you've decided to keep on.
Yes.
Is actually the unraveling of the final act and leads to that moment, which again is all about female pleasure. Because for me, I don't just want to have sex with somebody. I want to be led towards it.
Exactly. And I think this whole question of foreplay, which is actually a very, I found that it was quite a European and South American hot-blooded thing. Being really foreplayed, being sensualized, being kissed all over your body before you actually start having sex, I think plays such a big role. And I do think that a man also has to feel quite confident that it's not just about getting a hard on and sticking it in. You know, that kind of takes away the sexiness. And I think, again, there are people who are a little bit frightened of actually of the whole foreplay.
Oh, I love foreplay. I mean, to be honest, I don't like to separate it. I like to see it all as sex. I was chatting just recently and someone was sort of asking me a few things. And I said, do you know what, girls? I'm sorry, but I think fingering is really underrated. To me, all of that sort of thing is great fun. It's all part of it. Yeah. You know, it shouldn't be divided up into, oh, you only do this or you only do that or so on. It's all about what makes you feel good. And that's what's really important.
Do you quite like being naughty when you go out for dinner with your husband? Do you quite like sitting in a restaurant and he does something that no one else can see but you can feel?
Come on, ladies, haven't we all been there? I mean, really? I mean, you know,
Don't you love it?
It certainly spices up a dinner for two, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. or a dinner for 20, where no one knows.
Well, that's true as well. And obviously, there's all sorts of scenes you'll see on Frolic Me of various scenarios like that. So, but I think it's all part of the fun. It's about making sex fun and not just thinking you have to either have it in the bedroom, you know, take it into a different room, take it into a different time zone. But we girls just
take it into a different part of the world.
Take it into the woods.
Well,
take it into
what's actually really fun is something that I'm going to not share. But when you open the front door to that person that you haven't seen for a while and you just feel the chemistry and the electricity and you actually don't even make it to the bedroom, yeah. You kind of get half naked in the hallway, halfway up the stairs. Hopefully it's a day when the cleaner's not coming and you are making your way to the bedroom, but you don't quite make it. And that's a really powerful memory and something that will be locked in my mind for at least another year.
Yeah, but you know, even if you are somewhere, whether it's formal or not formal, with someone that you love or you have something with and you kind of go behind the stable block, you know what I mean? It's just, there are no rules, right? There are absolutely no rules. Have it anywhere. We are super thrilled to be sponsored by Daniel Wellington. Daniel Wellington was founded in 2011. They started as a watch company and is actually today a growing lifestyle brand. A great part of this is actually thanks to their Instagram account at Daniel Wellington, which today has over 4.1 million followers. The name was in fact inspired by an English gentleman called Daniel Wellington. The founder met this gentleman on a personal all-around-the-globe trip. When you take into consideration that Mr. Wellington is British, the first products that were launched were given names of cities around the UK. You've seen the watches on superstars such as Kendall Jenner. They do watches and accessories for both men and women. Both Sophie and I absolutely love the collection of watches. They are watches whether you are relaxed and summery or a little bit more formal. What's your favourite, Sophie?
I love the new collection, the summer collection with the white and blue and the red and blue straps. I just think they go with everything. They look great with a pair of white jean shorts and a t-shirt. Super fun accessories.
And we have got a wonderful promotion code for you guys, Keeping It Real, which will give you 15% discount either in the shop or online. It works in all the stores in London. And this is a special offer only to our listeners of Keeping It Real. Please go to danielwellington.com/keepingitreal to see all our favourites or visit one of the London shops. You can find the nearest shop on Daniel Wellington's store locator on their page. Thank you, Daniel Wellington. We're so glad that you're with us. I love the fact that you've created Frolic Me.
How did it come about? Where did it all start?
I'd love to know where it all started because you must be a wonderful sexual being, which is just brilliant and brilliant that you're so open about it.
And brilliant you're giving women.
Do you also do all the filming yourself?
I actually have a team, I'll be honest, with the filming. It wouldn't be possible just to do it all myself. But
do you go?
I meet people. I'm involved in what goes on. I think that's really important because this was something I wanted to see through my eyes. And this went back some years, although I only launched the site back in 2015, I actually had this idea for some time. And I mean, we touched just a moment ago about 50 Shades. And it was funny. It was all that post-revelation there where, you know, I looked, it didn't matter where I was traveling around the world. And I'd see, you know, that book cover on a beach and a Russian title. I knew exactly what the book was. And it just opened women's eyes and imagination that sex wasn't going to be mundane. This was something that touched on, yes, BDSM, yes, it touched on, it brought in some romance too. But what it did was to sort of say, look, sex can be a lot of fun and it can be a game. You don't just have to go A to B and that's it. So what it made, and I found a lot of women talking about it, and that was a big thing. And then I found that I'm quite a visual person, and when I'd go online, I'd see beautiful imagery. And I mean photographic imagery, where you'd get sort of maybe semi-nude, not explicit, just beautiful imagery where you'd look at it and go, that is erotic. Mm. You know, it was elegant, it was tasteful, but there was something about it. You could almost craft a little story about it, looking at this woman sort of in a particular pose and so on. And as I said, not explicit, but it was erotic. And I never understood why couldn't we ever translate those sorts of beautiful images into adult films. Why, when it came to adult films, did we have to make sex degrading? Why did we have to base it in some low-level CD? Why did we have to make it look like it was, you know, done on a sort of cheap webcam thing and that was it? It was just, we never lifted sex up out of the gutter and actually saw it for something very special that we should actually treasure and actually share in a very nice way to give people ideas and to help them, because we all need to have sex and it's a very important part of our lives.
So I've got another question for you, because I think, I don't know about all you women, but I find that as soon as I start having sex with someone, I find it really difficult to not involve my heart. And I think it's really interesting how Sophie and I had a conversation recently about dating and ghosting and breadcrumbing and benching and all these funny things that are phases when you are in the dating scene. And we had a big conversation about, you know, if you date an American, for example, they very often date multiple women and for prolonged periods of time until someone's really got under their skin. And I find it fascinating how a lot of people can just have sex with so many people without actually involving their emotions, which to me means that it's actually just your sex organ. It becomes a completely physical thing.
Well, I think we both decided that we weren't those people.
100%.
I wish I could be, because I'd have a lot more sex. But I think what's really interesting about the dating world and getting back out there, if you've been out, you know, come out of a marriage, is you don't have to be necessarily in a committed relationship with somebody, but you can have sex, but you've got to choose that person that you want to have sex with. Out of all the men that you might be dating at the same time, only one, for me, I will have sex with, because I won't feel comfortable having sex with more than one person at once, because my heart won't allow me to go that far with that person or somebody else. Mm-hmm. If it's one, it's not even about being disloyal or cheating or anything, because when you're not in a relationship, in a committed relationship with somebody, you can't put those restraints on that relationship anyway. It's more about allowing your, taking what you know you're comfortable with and living your own truth. And my truth is that I might have dinner with three different men in 1 week, but I've only got that relationship that goes further with one.
And I love that, because that to me keeps the purity and the beauty in one's heart. I'm exactly like you, yeah. Sophie, on that one. And my heart would, I just wouldn't be able to do it.
I couldn't do it.
My heart is a monogamist. And as you say, absolutely can easily have dinner with seven different men in a week, but there's only...
That's a busy week.
No, but you know, I'm speaking...
I know.
But I totally understand that, that. And what is it with us women? Because there is...
it's intimate, isn't it? You know, we're women also...
And obviously, can I just say, men are different. And yes. I don't actually judge... And now I've learned so much.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
I wouldn't judge a man for having sex with those seven women that he might take out that week. But I personally wouldn't ever be like that man, because that's not something that I would feel comfortable. But everybody's different. And the next woman might feel totally comfortable having sex with this woman. And actually, that's where Hanks come in. Because if you're having sex with seven different men, then you need to make sure you are protecting yourself. And this is something that we're going to talk about in depth with Sarah and Farah, just about taking control in the bedroom. And I think for so many years, we thought it was up to the man to decide whether you were going to use a condom or not. They'd be in control of what was going to happen in the bedroom. You would just go along with the flow and try and make the best of whatever you were involved in. And now it's different. Now we can take charge.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So Farah, this is Farah. Hi Farah.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's interesting what you say, actually, about dating and being sexual with just one person. And actually, Sarah and I have seen amongst our millennial group and also our friends that it's more common than you think to actually date and sleep with multiple people. And maybe that's part of a wiring within women where they feel like they have to kind of protect themselves and not put their eggs in one basket. And
but you know what I feel? I feel as if you do use that condom, you're putting a barrier between yourself and the person that you're having sex with. And because you can then afterwards remove that piece of rubber, it feels a little bit as if you haven't actually done anything because it's not skin to skin. Do you know what I mean? So I can understand that that little barrier can be your reason for having sex with multiple people.
But I do think that, you know, although, like we said before, and Anna touched on, you know, foreplay as part of sex, it's, you know, the whole thing is sex. So it's not literally just penetration, it's the whole thing. So I think to be intimate with someone, I mean, I'm exactly the same. I couldn't have sex with multiple people. Lots of people do. But I think with Hanks, we're here to kind of empower people to feel comfortable taking control of their sexual health and be able to, you know, whether it is that they want multiple partners and sleep with different people at the same time, or they just want to use condoms because they don't want to use hormones. They, and it might be that they're early stage of relationship, loads of different reasons. 18% of the population actually use condoms as their primary form of contraception anyway, because, you know, they don't like the side effects of the pill, they're putting careers over motherhood, like whatever it might be, they're delaying starting a family, they're worried about what's going in their body. And we're all natural, we're vegan certified, we're ultra thin, so it's almost like we're not there. And obviously our packaging, as you can see, is really discreet and premium, and it's something that we want people to feel comfortable carrying.
The packaging is just so incredibly beautiful. You won't believe it. It's white with gold writing. But guys, when you hear that noise and you're about to go into that really intimate moment, to me,
you have to press pause.
Yeah, but the thing is, and that's where I have a really big problem. So I'm like the first person to, before I have sex, to literally go and interrogate. So when did you have your last sexually transmitted disease check? Blah, 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 blah. Literally, show me the paper. Show me that you...
Isn't that a bit of a buzzkill when you're in the moment?
I mean, it's hysterical.
Have you got a sexually transmitted disease? Stop the foreplay. Have you got one? I mean, hilarious. I know you should ask these questions, but how? How do you ask that in a sexy way?
I just do it and it works.
Really? And they still want to have sex?
So far, so good. I am someone and I, you know, I go and do checks every 3 to 6 months.
That's the key, yeah.
I really do. Also, because what a lot of people don't know is one of the most dangerous viruses, the HPV virus, which young teenagers are now being immunized for in Denmark as early as 10. And you have to have 3 injections, as I understand. My oldest son has had his first couple. But what is interesting is that this HPV virus can often become something else in the body and can lead to a lot of gynecological cancers. And the thing is if it goes untreated and undiagnosed, and a lot of the gynecological cancers that are in fact silent killers, you have no idea that because you had unprotected sex,
absolutely,
God knows how many years ago, and you've never felt any symptoms, and now all of a sudden you're sitting with a stage 3 or a stage 4 ovarian cancer or something like that. And it's absolutely terrible, which is also one of the reasons why Sophie and I today really want to say to you guys, you know what, this promiscuous, unprotected sex, we have got to protect ourselves. We've really got to protect ourselves. So I want to ask you, Anna, in the moment, how can I make this sexy? How can I make this just feel a little
bit... Rip it open with your teeth?
Right. And what, put it on with something other than your hands, maybe?
I mean, that's your feet?
Or the or, can you get me on a bed? Oh my goodness. Do you want, no.
Yeah, no, I want to see. I actually, okay, but could you just show me?
See. I think, Caroline, you've obviously got some experience in this. Let's have a look
how
you do it.
Well, no, because I'm not a big condom fan, I've got to say, but I want to ask Anna how you would open this.
We'd just rip it open, surely.
Okay, but would you rip it open earlier in the evening so that it's just lying there, or what would you do?
I think the thing is, it's how is your evening progressing? I mean, just because you're being intimate with someone doesn't mean to say you're actually going on to have sex.
So let's presume that you're definitely having sex.
100%.
Well, obviously, while you're having sex, if this is something that a woman is taking charge of, then obviously, would you say, I mean, you can sort of keep arousing with one hand, rip it with another. I could surely rip this in.
It flew out of the packet.
Flew out. It's live. But, you know, you can rip that open pretty quickly and still yeah.
It's actually the easiest packaging I have ever come across. I mean, it is so easy that this condom flew out.
Literally.
We love an active condom.
I think the great thing about Hanks as well is the way that we've packaged it is that it's quite discreet. So you could have it next to your bedside table or in your handbag and it looks like a beauty product. And I think that whole element of a woman actually getting down to business and saying, and pulling out her drawer and actually getting a Hanks, there's something quite sexy about that in itself, that she cares about her sexual wellness, sexual yeah. health, and cares for herself and is confident enough to make that first move.
And it's like any other part of your, you know, health and well-being, we're quite proud to take control of, apart from sexual wellness, and it's still a huge part of your overall wellness. So I think, as you mentioned, Caroline, you know, we're actually sponsoring the Eve Appeal, which is the biggest gynae cancer charity this month.
I have been trustee of the Eve Appeal.
Oh, amazing.
I have been trustee.
Fantastic. Yeah, they're doing a big campaign called Get Lippy this month.
So Ian Jacobs. Fantastic. And David Oram.
Amazing.
So the Eve Appeal was actually started by Peter Vagnensen.
Yes.
A very, very old Danish friend of mine. Oh. And his late wife, Lorne, was one of my very, 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 very closest girlfriends. And I'm just going to tell you girls the story here, because when Lorne was 27 years old, she was going in for what she thought was a completely routine surgery to have some cysts removed on her ovaries. And she had been dating Peter for a couple of months. When Lorne woke up, they had not removed the cysts on her ovaries because they found that she had stage 4 ovarian cancer, and the only option was to give her a full hysterectomy. So Lorne would never have children. And she had been together with Peter for a couple of months. Peter, as soon as Lorne is told this, within seconds, gets down on one knee and proposes to her. Lorne says to him, "What have I got to offer you?" And he says, "You have everything to offer me." Mm-hmm. Lorne's prognosis was pretty terrible, I would say. But as a result of the Eve Appeal, and as a result of all this wonderful research that is done into ovarian cancer, the silent killer, gynecological cancers, full stop, Lorne actually managed to have 12 and a half years. Wow. They had 3 boys, 2 of them being twins, through a surrogate mother.
That's amazing.
And the last 12 and a half years of Lorna's life were, I would say, really as wonderful as one could imagine, as one could hope for. And I would say for at least 11 of them, Lorne lived and felt good for the majority of the time. And Peter was absolutely incredible. But this, again, is why it is so important for women and men to really protect ourselves. Of course, sex should be wonderful. Of course, it should be
and,
fun.
And have
of course
regular,
it should be beautiful.
Regular testing,
absolutely.
Regular smear test. Don't forget it. It's something that we put off so often. Have your smear test, have your blood taken, go to a clinic, get tested for all these things. You don't know what you've got as well. I mean, a lot of people carry herpes and never know it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's something that's really interesting, is that a man or a woman might actually not know that they're a carrier.
Yeah.
And it's only when they have sex with somebody, it will come out in the other person.
And I think that's That's true. Often people think of condoms and they're just saying, okay, it's just to avoid pregnancy. Actually, it's about STIs and it's also about HPV, which I think there's a huge education piece that needs to happen around that. You know, Sarah and I actually missed the injection. I think
HPV, yeah, we were just after.
We didn't get the vaccine, so we're a little bit older. And more of that is coming around with kids being able to take them, but there's still that missing education gap. And I think people need to know more about what HPV is, that you can get it through unprotected sex, and what that can lead to in terms of all five gynae cancers. And that's why we're such proud sponsors of the Even Pill this month.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Can I go back to the beginning there and just ask how Hank started? Because it's actually quite a lovely story. You've got very different backgrounds, but you met a long time ago.
Story started. Farah and I went to school together in York. Good friends. And then met in chemistry class. And then went our separate way. Actually, we both went to Durham University as well, but went our separate ways in careers. So Farah went into finance, I went into medicine, and kind of plodded along in those separate careers, Varan investment banking. As I say, I mainly kind of specialised in gynaecology, obstetrics and sexual health, and then came back together in London, deciding that there was a huge gap for condoms that were actually empowering, and, you know, we wanted to open and change that conversation about sexual wellness. So Hanks was born.
It was after a really, we both of us had done very long hours and we were overworked, and I think they gave you a day off and they gave me a random Monday.
That was post-night,
like, right, let's have lunch, let's catch up. And I was saying how you go down the condom aisle and it's completely garish packaging, male-dominated, promoting a man's conquest, names like Trojan, ribbed, dotted, strawberry, LED. You don't have a clue what you want, right? When you go down that condom aisle and you want to be in and out there as quickly as possible. And the choice is baffling. And I was speaking to Sarah and I was saying, it's crazy. It's 2015 at the time. Yeah. Why is there nothing for women or nothing that's just with clear packaging, you know, this is a condom and it encompasses all the premium aspects. So, and Sarah was obviously seeing a rise. She was working in
Working in sexual health clinics, seeing super gonorrhea. Again, the HPV was coming up a lot. Super gonorrhea, yeah.
What in goodness gracious name awful. Is super gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea that's basically unable to treat it, so the antibiotics are resistant.
So what does gonorrhea look like?
Symptoms are things like smelly, green discharge. It's really gross if you've got a coffee.
Green discharge?
Green discharge, yeah.
Coming out of
really
your...
smelly, your vagina. Or penis, if you're a man. But it can cause a whole host of problems, like loads of STIs, but infertility. It can actually lead to things like meningitis and awful things. But super gonorrhea, there was a big outbreak in London, and it was all the antibiotics we were using, the bacteria was resistant to. So that was happening. People were getting like unwanted pregnancies. And I was seeing time and time again, women in particular saying, I'm too embarrassed to use condoms, or I don't want to, or who doesn't want me to use them. And we just thought, you know what, this is the only contraceptive that protects against STIs and is non-hormonal, it's safe, it's effective. So it needs to change, and there needs to be some kind of innovation in the market. So that's how Hanks was born.
Yeah, and it's crazy actually, because when we thought the idea, we were like, why hasn't it existed before? And and how on earth are we going to do it?
Yeah. And this was a few glasses of wine in over our lunch. We were like getting so excited about it.
But we surveyed over 2,000 women, including our friends and colleagues, etc., about, you know, if they wanted a condom brand, what would they want out of it? And the outcome was Hanks. So people actually wanted to know what kind of ingredients go in condoms. They want something more sustainable, premium packaging, and they hate the scent of latex. So mm-hmm.
I think just going back to the clinic that you mm-hmm. used to work in, I think a lot of women feel an immense amount of shame if they get a sexually transmitted disease because they should have used a condom, or they then feel dirty. They then feel like they're promiscuous. And I think the point is that you can completely be in a relationship, in a committed relationship with somebody, and they might not know that they've got something. And so if you're at all concerned about your sexual well-being and something doesn't feel quite right, there is no shame with going to your doctor, or if you're too ashamed to go to your doctor, to go to one of the sexually transmitted disease clinics and just say, I don't know if I'm being paranoid, but there's something not quite right. Can I be checked out, please? And I think that is taking control, and that is empowering yourself.
That's loving yourself.
And that's getting on top
of, caring for yourself.
You know, the most important thing is that you get on top of these things because, you know, I mean, tell us what you can do if you find out.
But
I also
want to quickly mention, Sophie, in all this taking care of yourself and loving yourself, that is also getting checked out. I also think that a lot of people feel embarrassed going into a pharmacy or another shop to buy these condoms, etc., etc. So this, your product, your wonderful Hanks condoms, are available online, which
when we have subscription,
I think matters so much for people that they don't actually have to go into the shops, whether it's a sex toy or whether it's a condom. The fact that you can now get these things online, I think, is a massive help for a lot of people, because the whole shame, the whole feeling a little bit embarrassed, you know, even though actually I think it's your own paranoia rather than people judging. Because I actually think most people don't even notice what you're buying actually at the end of the day.
Okay. Although I do have to interject, I did go into the petrol station the other night to fill up my car, and there was a guy in front of me who bought a bottle of vodka and six packets of condoms. And I was like, holy moly, what the blimey. I was kind of thinking that poor woman, unless she really fancied him, but I just thought, God, that is a
six packet of condoms. Do you think that was just one woman?
Oh God, yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, that's my naivety.
And that's exactly what we wanted to do. We wanted to make it easy for women to take control. So by having it online, we also offer a subscription. So it's discreetly delivered to your door on a regular basis. And also we want to sell in places intuitive to women. So we're in places like Coco de Mer. And hopefully more gyms and yoga studios and places where women can go about their day to day and not have to worry or think about.
Yeah.
But let me ask you a question, because when I look at this condom, which, by the way, really has quite a pleasant smell.
It smells of Nivea.
And it doesn't taste of anything.
It's neutral. It smell like Nivea.
Yeah.
I've got a question, because when I look at this, you know, it is let me just blow it up and just...
She loves,
you know, that's a normal size penis, right?
This is average size.
So
for an erect
my
penis,
question to you was, do you have different sizes? Because of course, I mean, penises do come in every single shape.
But then
size.
What happens if you get the wrong size out for the wrong partner? So you get one out that's huge.
But yeah, we do. We're actually looking into doing different sizes. That's too big. Looking into doing different sizes. So we've had demand for that already. But at the moment, we just have, this is kind of our launch product. Yes, standard size.
So what do you do when this happens?
Well, then you go to the, get another one out. See your sexual health clinic. But I think going back to your question, Sophie, about you know, what, how do you make it normal? I think you do have to just feel comfortable and proud and confident about your own body, and getting checked regularly is definitely, if you're in like different relationships or you have been in different sexual relationships, I think getting checked regularly is what people need to do, and it should just be a normal thing. I think we're definitely trying to change that conversation. It's free. I mean, some clinics are not the most pleasant experience, but there are some, you know, in and out quickly as possible. You can have a chat with a professional, you know, quick tests done. Sometimes you don't necessarily need an intimate examination. And just be open about communication if you're worried about anything. Professionals are there always to listen. So I think, yeah, regular checks is key. And as you said, the smear test, take control. I think because, you know, no one has the responsibility to look after your health but you. So having... being invited for your smear test is really important. So, as we mentioned, condoms protect against HPV, which can lead to cervical cancer. And the smear tests check for kind of changes in your cells that lead to cervical cancer. So having...
Is there a treatment for HPV if you were to contract the virus?
There's nothing available on the NHS anyway. There's definitely a treatment that is there, but we don't offer it on the NHS at the moment. We're doing the kind of the rolling out of the programme.
Gardasil? Is that, there's the two different
Gardasil's
types.
The vaccination.
So what in goodness gracious name would people who contracted the HPV virus do?
So HPV is like any virus. You might just have it like herpes is. You might have it in your body and not actually have any problems with it until you get an outbreak. And obviously you can spread the virus even if you're not... you know, showing any symptoms. But the problem is when HPV leads to changes in the cells, so the cells in the neck of your womb, which is your cervix, when that the changes happen, that is when there's a problem. So it can become precancerous. And that's why we do the smear tests and that's why we have regular checkups. So if you do find you have HPV, we'll keep an eye on it and we'll see if there is any early changes of cancer, then we can...
So the HPV is detected only through a smear?
Yeah.
And how often would you say that everyone should have a smear and how quickly? Because if the NHS actually only offer the smear every 3 years, for example,
that's right, yeah.
How quickly does the HPV virus actually grow? So if you had a smear and 2 months later you contracted the HPV virus, yeah. But you weren't scheduled another smear for 3 years and you had no symptoms.
I think it goes back to having regular checkups. So, you know, if you do have any symptoms like bleeding after sex or bleeding between your periods, you would go and see a specialist anyway. The three-year thing is the most effective in picking up. And a lot of the time what happens is you clear the virus out of your body before it changes. So it doesn't necessarily mean once you've contracted it, you're going to have cancer. It just means that it can lead to it, which is why we check for it. So I think the main thing is if anything's different, just stay on top of it. If you feel like, oh, maybe something's a bit different in my body, just go and get checked.
If you are one of those people who has unprotected sex, you know, just non-negotiable, you've just got to go and check every few months because
absolutely.
Who knows what anybody is carrying.
And that's why condoms are so important, especially when you haven't had a sex with that partner before, because you're then protecting yourself for things like that you can't see, you can't know that necessarily whether they've got chlamydia, but then it might be 6 months down the line you realize you're infertile because this person has given you an infection. It hasn't given you symptoms, but it's damaged your insides. And it's, I think there's, as Farah mentioned, there's definitely an education piece there, which is why with Hanks we're rolling out sex education for adults.
I have another question. So these are packets of three or four?
Pack of three, yeah.
A pack of three. What is the price of a packet of three Hanks condoms?
£6 for the pack of three.
So a lot of people would find that to be a bit of an investment, I think.
It's more than your bog standard Durex, yeah. But obviously, as we mentioned, we're all encompassing. So it's not just that we're natural, we're clean scented, but we're also ultra thin, we're vegan certified. We want something, which is why it's designed with women in mind, because we want something that ultimately ends up inside us.
But tell me something. So if for those who are extremely sexually active and would use a pack of these a day at least, do they get a little cheaper if you buy in large quantities?
Are you after a bulk purchase here?
3 times a day.
Well, I said Hanks for life, please.
Yes, we offer 15% discount if you subscribe. So, you know, those on the regular, we do treat well.
Can you tell us a bit more about your adult sexual education program that you're rolling out? Yeah. What does that entail? How do you go to it? How do you listen to it? Is it online?
Yeah, so it was really exciting. We host our first ever sex education for adults class in February at Coco de Mer. And this was off the back of speaking...
this now, because Coco de Mer used to be down on Draycott Avenue. I used to live on the same street.
It's Covent Garden.
Covent Garden, Monmouth Street.
Okay.
So this was off the back of speaking to our consumers and followers and asking them, okay, when was the last time you had sex ed? Can you even remember anything? And, you know, we asked them a series of questions. Do you know about like Q&A, almost what we were talking about with STIs? And most of them didn't have a clue. And most of them said that the last time they had sex ed was when they were 14. So like, right, we need to do a refresher and we need to bring it back to basics and make it more relevant for adults. And it was such a success. So we had Paisley from Cosmo, who actually presented the session, talking about the basics from like anatomy of a man and a woman, what seems right, what doesn't, tips and tricks, tips to put on a condom effectively, not to ruin the moment. Mm-hmm. And it was such a success that we've had people come back and ask them when the next one is. And as a result of that, we are launching Sex Ed for Adults in June. Will be our first session, and they're just going to be small groups, so no more than 15 to 20 women. Again, similar formats, talking quite openly about tips, tricks, advice, and asking up for questions.
Because like you say, when you get women together, that's when people open up, they ask questions, it's quite fun.
Which is great, and a great place also for you, Anna, to be, because with your beautiful experience, and I'm definitely going to go onto frolicme.com one evening when I have more than 45 minutes. Did you seriously only go on for 45 minutes, Sophie?
Yes.
I'm going to watch every single one. But, I cannot wait.
So based on about 200 films nearly up there, about 20 minutes of film, how long have you got?
Well, it sounds like it's a little bit, it's like 24 hours, right? But, it's 24 hours. 24 hours. Do you remember 24? Do you remember 24 when it came out? I watched the first season of 24 in 36 hours. So maybe I will, it's one long haul flight.
So
one long haul flight.
On the website, I think you have to pick out what it is that you want to either learn about or witness or see. And for me, it was about how to have sex in the best possible way, how to look elegant, how to own the moment, how to get the most pleasure for both of you, not just selfishly, and kind of, you know, how to make it more than it actually is. Yeah, exactly.
It's about better sex for couples. And I mean, obviously we've been talking a lot about condoms and protecting yourself and everything else. Whereas in a lot of ways, I'm actually coming from this about how to keep the relationship you have exciting fun and stimulating and arousing and, you know, how to heat things up in the bedroom. You know, watching some stimulating erotic footage will really get you both in the mood and add a totally different dynamic to your sex. Yeah.
And it's
so
not
is there a cost.
Sorry. Yeah. I was just going to say, watching the presentation of your website and the films that you have on there, it doesn't feel like a guilty pleasure. No. It feels like something that's actually a moment in time that you're taking for each other to do that together.
Yes. Actually, that terminology is so apt, really, because very early on when I launched the site, it was wonderful. I mean, I get some fabulous feedback from members. And one gentleman actually wrote in and said, you know, what I love about watching your films, Anna, is the fact I don't feel guilty or wrong or that I've done anything untoward at the end. And actually, the problem is we have made sex almost such a
taboo.
Bad thing,
yeah.
You know, and yes, we need to protect ourselves and that's education. And yes, we need to sort of be aware of so many other aspects, but let's not give up on sex. Mm. You know, we have to make time for it. We have to find ways of making it fun and a great pleasure because the health boosts that it gives our bodies, and particularly from my perspective as a lady sort of maturing through her 40s, you know, it really does give you a real boost and energize you.
I just picked up on you saying membership. So Frolic Me is actually a membership. Can you tell me a little bit about what it requires to become a member?
Yes, of course. There is a membership. You can sign up for free to a story membership if you're particularly keen on just erotic stories. Or we have memberships where you sign up to have full access to the films, the galleries and everything that I have there to offer. So you can either have a recurring membership. So you could join for as little as $4.95 for a trial week, which goes into a monthly membership of $11.95. Or you can join and get the best value, which would be for a year, which is $59.95, and that gives you access to dip in and out anytime you want throughout that year. And so really you're sort of talking about $4.95
and actually
a month.
What we haven't touched on, which is quite interesting, is you've got a link on your website to all the best toys and the reviews.
Yes.
And
what different things you want to get out of it. We were talking about this earlier before we started the podcast about using toys, because for me, I've never experienced that with somebody else.
Yes.
Because I don't know, I just always felt like that was something you didn't do with somebody else.
I think toys is something that, again, just with erotic films and so on, I think it's another little string to our bow that we can bring in to make that sort of sexy relationship fun and exciting. And I think we have to remember that we as women are beautifully designed for pleasure, way more than a man is. I mean, we've got more erogenous zones to kind of tinker with. We have got double the number of fabulous nerve endings in our clitoris than a man has in his penis.
We can multiple orgasm designed. They only do it in one place, right?
We can multiple it. Yeah. We can have so much fun. But I don't.
We can actually even have an out of body experience.
The brain is the biggest organ.
Like the biggest sexual massively, organ massively.
So the brain, I think, is also the biggest sexual organ in a woman, because if you're not
stimulated up there,
then nothing else happens.
Well, that's another reason for erotic films, of course, absolutely, is because while you're watching it, if you're not sure, you can't quite get in the mood and you kind of want to sort of at least get to that starting post. You know, watching some erotic footage, something that turns you on visually, is a really important thing, because at least then you've set the mood for the evening and you watch that together, it's a wonderful aid for couples to actually enjoy and make sure that their time together is as erotic and exciting and sexy and pleasurable. But definitely, girls, I'm a big fan of toys. In fact, I did bring a little something for you. Don't get too excited. It's all good things are in small packages, I hear they say.
I agree with you.
And I've also brought two things. One, also because I knew we had Hanks here, condoms. So I thought something that works with them, but also, some people don't often think that lube is a sexual toy. And I've wanted to bring a really good vegan, organic. These are just items you can buy on our website. Some really good water-based lube, which is very versatile, very safe, and you can use with these fantastic condoms.
Thank you.
A very pretty...
For my... vibrating bullet in rose gold. Isn't that so pretty? Oh my God, girls, I've got to tell you the funniest story. So I was given a little pink vibrator and one that was a little bit bigger by an old friend of mine. And my beautiful, beautiful pink vibrator was lying in my bedside table. And a couple of years ago, I was having a gorgeous dinner here with 7 of my girlfriends, and all of a sudden my daughter comes down with my pink vibrator in hand on.
Fantastic.
And everyone turns around to look at Josephine that's coming in with this pink vibrator going
that's amazing.
And Josephine goes, so mommy, what is this? And everyone else in the room was completely quiet, and I was like, do you know what, darling, that is? It's a massage stick. It's one of the, it's a great massage stick. It's one of these things that makes us women relax. And she was like, so where do I use it? How do I use it? And I was like, well, you know, you can just try it in the palm of your hand. You know, it's very relaxing. Let's go to bed now, darling.
Well handled.
That's great.
These little ones are something very neat. You can slip it into a handbag. They look terribly discreet. They basically look like a very pretty sort of rose gold encased kind of lipstick,
with just
a simple button at the end. And this is just something you press on, and it's to stimulate your clit.
One thing you've always got to remember.
Wonderful women out there listening, thank you so much for tuning in today to our very special podcast with Hanks and Frolic Me. We have thoroughly enjoyed it.
What fun.
We cannot wait to use both the bullet, the lubrication gel, and the Hanks condoms. And Sophie and I will be sharing with you all how we're feeling. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, all of you. Get in touch with that sexually, energetically wonderful part of yourself.
Reignite those passions.
It's one of the most important things in life.
And we look forward to hearing from you all about your experience.
And don't forget to check out the sites, Frolic Me and Hanks, and get a bit of an education. It definitely helped me.
And remember to have those sexual checks. If you're not using protection, have them more regularly.
Thank you for listening, guys. Sending you our best wishes and a goodbye from Sarah.
Thanks for having us, ladies.
Bye. Thank you, ladies. Delighted to be here.
Bye, guys. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.